This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, popular speaker, and the author of 20 books, including the book Feminist Fantasies, that reveals the feminist influence on the media, on college campuses, and right in your children's classrooms. Now here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
Common Core is the name of the new school curriculum that government will be forcing on all school children. But there is one aspect to Common Core that parents find particularly objectionable. Common Core also means gathering and storing all sorts of private information on every school child into a longitudinal database from birth through all levels of schooling, plus giving government the right to share and exchange this nosy information with other government and private agencies. This type of government surveillance and control of individuals is the mark of a totalitarian government. Common Core reminds us of how Communist China gathered nosy information on all its school children, stored it in manila folders called dangans, and then turned the file over to the kid's employer when he leaves school. Several years ago, the New York Times published a picture of a giant Chinese warehouse containing hundreds of thousands of these folders. That was in the pre-internet era, when information was stored on paper. Now data collection and storage are efficiently managed on computers. Common Core is encrusted with lies. It is not, as advertised, written by the states. It is a national project created in secret, without any input from teachers or state legislatures or local school boards. It is not internationally benchmarked. That never happened. The readings assigned in the Common Core English standards are 50% informational texts instead of great American and English literature and classics. The result is that Common Core readings are very political. One suggested reading is a sales talk for government health care, such as Obamacare. Another suggested reading selection is global warming propaganda.
Are you a college student eager to stand up for your conservative beliefs and stand against liberal ideologies? Do you want to build a network with other conservative students? Don't miss the annual Eagle Forum Collegian Summit, July 18 and 19 in Washington, D.C. It's free to students who register in advance. Go to eagleforum.org and click on Collegians. That's eagleforum.org. And join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
John Statmiller here. Sometimes in life you get lucky. Well, today is your lucky day. Our sponsor, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, have just announced their biggest savings yet on their one-month food supply by Linden Farms. This great one-month pack includes over 360 servings based on 2,000 calories per day. While supplies last, you'll get one free month of long-term emergency food entrees when you buy three. This is a massive savings of $600 on a four-month supply. Again, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is giving you buy 3 months, get an additional 1 month of food free. This is a great deal. Act fast. The site, again, is AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com or call them directly at 818-720-0759, 818-720-0759. Let them know John sent you. Do it today. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, veteran-owned and operated.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
I'm sorry, but I don't want to be an emperor. That's not my business. In this world, there's room for everyone, and the good earth is rich and can provide for everyone. The way of life can be free and beautiful, but we have lost the way. Greed has poisoned men's souls, has barricaded the world with hate. We think too much and feel too little. Machinery, we need humanity. More than cleverness, we need kindness. Without these qualities, life will be violent. No one will be lost. Do not despair. The hate of men will pass, and dictators die. And dictators die. And the power they took from the people will return to the people. Will return to the people. Let us all unite. Let us fight for a new world to do away with greed. To free the world, to fulfill that promise, let us all unite.
Hey folks, welcome to the Corporation Nation. It is Thursday, the 24th of October. Coming up on Halloween pretty soon. Ooh, spooky. So, I wanted to, we've got Bert, Freeman Bert from Colorado with us today, and he's going to be joining us every Thursday, and I'm certainly excited about that, as I'm sure many listeners are. Before we get to Bert, though, I wanted to share something in regards to the Common Core discussion that we had. A friend of mine sent me this link, and I'm floored yet again. I hadn't considered this angle of how deeply entangled this Common Core thing is. We now know it's in every branch of the military, the CIA, the FBI, NASA. Common Core is everywhere. All vocational training schools, almost all the states. Some states have different variations. For instance, Texas has C-Scope. It's actually worse. So let me just read you something now here. The National PTA, or Parent Teacher Association, comprises millions of families, students, teachers, administrators, and business and community leaders devoted to the educational success of children and the promotion of parent involvement in schools. PTA is a registered 501c3 nonprofit, i.e. non-governmental association, that prides itself on being a powerful voice for all children, even though there's no children in the PTA, a relevant resource for families and communities, and a strong advocate for public education. That's very important, a strong advocate for public education. Folks, this is the grassroots, or I guess you could say the false grassroots organization that comes in and gets parents all excited about Common Core. Membership in PTA is open to anyone who wants to be involved and make a difference for the education, health, and welfare of children and youth. Oh, isn't that sweet? Again, children, the most incredibly humongous political weapon that's ever been conceived. So, what does the PTA say that it stand or opinion on the Common Core standards are? National PTA, this is from the PTA.org website, by the way. It says National PTA is uniquely positioned to be an influential and credible voice in advancing the Common Core state standards. It's a joint effort led by the National Governors Association Center for Best Practices and the Council of Chief State School Officers to develop a common core of K through 12 standards in English language, arts, and mathematics. The goal initiative is to develop internationally benchmarked standards that ensure all students are held to consistent expectations that will prepare them for college and career. Not give them knowledge, not teach them how to learn, but instead tell them what to think and prepare them for the workforce in the future. To date, over 45 states have adopted the standards, in addition to the District of Columbia, Guam, American Samoan Islands, U.S. Virgin Islands, and the Anchorage, Alaska School District. Now, here we go. National PTA position. Okay, this is the PTA's position at the top level. And you have to understand that the way the PTA works is like any other organization. The smaller groups do what the larger groups do, and the larger groups do what the national groups do. This is exactly how private associations work in the United States. They take over incrementally, first on through a national organization, and then they take their wares to the states and to the local level. And the PTA, like I said, is basically the grassroots, the false or fake grassroots movement to ensure that Common Core standards are accepted by parents. Now listen to what its national PTA position is. National PTA volunteers have adopted several position statements and resolutions beginning in 1981 in support of a voluntary, clearer, higher academic standards for all students. National PTA's position statement on education emphasis, which is capitalized, that means it's a product or service, basically, something that they promote and sell. National PTA's position statement on education emphasis covers PTA position on voluntary standards. Specifically, National PTA supports nationally agreed upon voluntary standards if they are derived in consensus or by consensus at the state and local level. Parents must be involved in the process. All right, this is such an important statement because this is how Agenda 21 functions, and that is by consensus. Now, consensus is a funny word. For instance, what you might call shill scientists have come to a consensus on global warming, which they are now calling everything from global cooling to climate change because, global warming wasn't seeming to work considering that there were record low temperatures every day across the nation, considering sheep were being buried in snow and dying because they can't figure out why all of this snow is falling around them all of a sudden in Ireland. Why it was snowing in places it's never snowed before in Africa, that sort of thing. You know, all of a sudden the global warming thing didn't work. And so the consensus changed to, we'll just call it climate change. That'll just cover anything and we can blame it on man. So through consensus using the Delphi technique, the PTA actually gets the support of parents, no matter what parents think and no matter how little parents actually know about what Common Core actually is. It doesn't matter. It's an organization just like your representatives to take your individual power away from you and be basically the consensus of the group. That's basically what the PTA is doing. National PTA opposes federal legislation and or regulations that mandate standardized testing or would lead to such testing. Well, that's very clever. And of course, the federal government is now ready to, I think it's, if I can remember, the 1029, I think it is a Senate bill, that has already passed committee and is going to basically federally require states to do this. Of course, they've already got it in states, so it won't be hard for the federal regulations to come in. That was the whole plan all along. So I just wanted to get that through because as the massive web of Common Core reveals itself through this little research project that I've been going on, I'm finding out that it extends past education, obviously, into the military. The word core basically extends to all industry. who will wish to see Common Core standard children and adults being trained for the workforce. So this is the Huxley wet dream right here. It really is. This is frightening. Very frightening. Bert, I apologize for taking up all that time, but I wanted to get that across to people so that maybe they can actually participate in their PTA and raise a stink and actually do something about this Common Core thing. Because now we see that the PTA has an integral part in allowing this to happen locally. So it's time to get involved, folks. Oh, I hear the music already. Jeez. Bert, we'll get back to you when we come back. You're on the Corporation Nation. Stay tuned.
The mission was successfully completed. Reality.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, DO, and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity, Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
All right, folks, welcome back. You know, one more little tidbit here before we go to Bert. another friend sent me something else, and you know, you might be interested in it. The headline, it says that Army halts its training program that labeled Christians as terrorists. Now, who do you suppose could have possibly wrote legislation like that? Fundamental Christians Evangelizing Christians are terrorists. I can't imagine who could possibly have written that lesson plan. Army HALT's training program, in other words, its education or Common Core training program, but labeled Christians as terrorists. Oh. And we also have this funny thing going on right now. We have 9 generals that have been fired and 2 military leaders that have been suspended. I really wonder if there's a little coup going on, a little takeover of the military. Anyway, having to do with the Common Core, I thought you guys would appreciate that. Bert, Freeman Bert,
are you there, sir? How are you?
Good, how are you?
Well, I'm trying not to let myself get depressed with all this research I'm doing.
I understand completely, trust me. But there is a sense of enlightenment. You always see the light at the end of the tunnel. I mean, it sort of brings you out of the slave mentality and brings you into the possibilities of what could be.
Exactly. And that's what I always try to say, you know, that we need to see the glass half full as opposed to half empty. And all we can try to do is try to find solutions, and sometimes the very solution in many aspects appears to be an expansion or participation in the problem. As we were discussing previously, you know, this whole system with the Constitution for the United States, when you look at it down to the, using the same word you were using before, core, to the core of it, you find out that it's a majorly flawed system, and the more you look into it, it's flawed. Nevertheless, it's the one system that everybody appears to be operating under. So if we can at least cut from the edges of it those things which are making it operate even more wrong. I don't know how to say it.
Well, that's operating privately and commercially is what it's doing.
Yeah, so if we can do certain things to at least remove some of the burden that the self-perpetuated system has created for itself, we actually may have then more breathing room so we can make the system even better. I don't know if we want to get into all that today.
Well, I don't think it would be hard to make it better. I mean, that's, you know, there's some jokes out there about attorneys chained together at the bottom of the sea. That would certainly make it better. But, well, I wanted to start off by reading a definition that was presented by John Harris. If folks aren't familiar with John Harris, he is a Brit, and he did a great presentation, a 5-part presentation called It's an Illusion. John Harris, It's an Illusion. If you get a chance to watch it, I highly recommend it. It goes over the corporate nature of government, basically. And he, you know, he has a couple definitions on here that I think are very apropos to what needs to be understood about the Constitution. Now, the definition he has is that the fundamental rules – this is a definition for what a constitution is. The fundamental rules, written or unwritten, that establishes the character of a government. So the character of a government, by defining the basic principles to which a society must conform. So to be governed, the society must conform to the character and rules and laws of government. So we have some important words here, character being the first one. So if we're talking about the character of something, you might compare that to what clothes someone is wearing. In other words, it is not necessarily the law, it is the character of the law, the character of government. So when you hear the court, or when you hear anyone basically saying that something is either constitutional or unconstitutional, that term only refers to the character of law or character of government. It does not refer to a law specifically. Now, there's a thing called law of the land, which we've all heard before, but this, that's not what the Constitution really is. Okay, it's only the character of law. And the other word is society. So what the heck, what do we mean when we say the word society? Well, he defines it as society is the socially dominant members of a community. Huh. I wonder how that applies to social media. A society is a number of persons. And we're certainly going to be talking about that word today. A number of persons united together by mutual consent. I'm definitely going to be talking about that. So a number of persons united together by mutual consent in order to deliberate, determine, and act jointly for some common purpose. So that society must conform to government. So they have the freedom to deliberate, determine, and act jointly, but they must do so in conformity to government. It's very interesting because it really breaks down that you don't have freedom when you say freedom of speech. That means you must obey the law when you speak. You can't say certain things. For instance, on this network, I won't be able to cuss today because I only have the freedom of speech that is allowed to me by the law of Mr. John Stadtmiller and the FCC, if you will. So I can't say the F word, drop the F bomb, without some repercussion. That is what freedom is, freedom meaning to obey the law. Freedom, of course, is that bill of goods that's been sold to us that's all patriotic, but it really means that you must conform to government. So, Bert, let's talk about what is a person?
Well, a person by definition means, like you're talking about, it's a member of some form of society. That's what personhood is, because any one man can have, you know, 1,000 different persons. It just depends on what his association is to the particular group. So if you're a member of 100 different groups, then you probably have 100 different persons.
So are you saying that I have a Gold's Gym person and a Costco person?
Yeah, just like you have an RBN person.
Hey, this is the real deal here. I'm using my I hate to say real name. That's kind of a funky thing to say, but I'm actually using my real name. All right, so you're basically what you're talking about is very simply a membership.
Yes, that's what it is. And with every member comes certain duties. And that's the one point that is overlooked by many people when they are trying to understand this, you know, difficult legal system, is that there is an inherent duty in everything you do. The problem when you go to court is that they don't tell you what your duty is, because in order for you to know what the duty is, you must know your status.
So many levels to this game, isn't there? All right, folks, we'll be back. You're on the Corporation Nation. With me today is Free Man Bert. Stay with us.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
John Stadtmiller here. Sometimes in life, you get lucky. Well, today is your lucky day. Our sponsor, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, have just announced their biggest savings yet on their one-month food supply by Linden Farms. This great one-month pack includes over 360 servings based on 2,000 calories per day. While supplies last, you'll get one free month of long-term emergency food entrees when you buy three. This is a massive savings of $600 on a four-month supply. Again, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is giving you buy 3 months, get an additional 1 month of food free. This is a great deal. Act fast. The site, again, is AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com or call them directly at 818-720-0759, 818-720-0759. Let them know John sent you. Do it today. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, veteran-owned and operated.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
It is like a finger pointing away to the moon. Don't concentrate on the finger or you will miss all that heavenly glory.
Empty your mind. Be formless, shapeless, like water. Water. Water can flow or it can crash. Be water, my friend.
Water never goes stale, so you gotta just keep on flowing, keep on flowing. So you gotta just keep on flowing, just keep on flowing.
Under the sky, under the heaven, there is but one family.
Do not believe in styles. Styles separate man. It's a process of continuing growth. Process of continuing.
Empty your mind. Be formless, shapeless, like water. Water can flow, or it can crash. Empty your mind, be formless, shapeless, like water. Be water, my friend.
All right, folks, welcome back. Thanks for sticking with me there. So, Bert.
Sir.
We've got all these words and all these different meanings and all these things. Let's, you know, one guy actually looked in to see what the word person was, and he looked in the actual annals of law, which is all the case law, and he said it was 127 pages of legal definitions of the word person. So how in the heck do we tidy that up into a simple statement of what a person is?
Well, I mean, it's really very difficult to tidy it up. It all depends on the circumstance that you're in. Because if you're, for example, in a commercial transaction, then your personhood could be completely tied to whatever the context is of that transaction. I mean, for example, if I hire someone to come over to my house and fix my roof, I'm dealing with that man in his personhood as a contractor. Okay? And I'm treating him from that point of view, so he's a person. But in a body politic, there could be many levels of personhood within that body politic. And by body politic means anything that has to do with any kind of an established government. So using the United States as our base for our discussion, then within that body, there is many layers of personhood. And personhood is, I think we mentioned this in the previous show, that it's very, is designed by its nature to discriminate. Because you have persons that are higher persons than others.
Mm.
So in the body politic, you always have one person that is more of a person than the other one.
But wait a minute, I thought we had equality.
Well, and that's the thing, is that there can be equality within a certain level of persons.
See, that's a trick question, Bert. The word equality means that you are equally punishable by law. That's all it really means.
Well, it means that if one person is actually acting at a higher level than the person who assigned to him or her, then by law they can be dragged or drugged down to the proper level.
All right. Well, so let's say I'm in my Gold's Gym person. I'm out there. I'm pumping iron, right? I'm walking on the treadmill. Because I don't really like to jog. And am I at that point, because I'm in the jurisdiction of Gold's Gym, am I at that point a Costco person as well? Or am I just the Gold's Gym person? And for that matter, am I still a United States person while I'm at the acting as a Gold's Gym person?
Well, you still maintain all those other personhoods, but the question comes down to which personhood are you exercising for which exchange benefit. You're not going to be in that Gold's Gym bragging that you're a Costco member. They're going to be, well, who cares? We don't sell anything.
So you're saying I wouldn't get any rights or privileges in Gold's Gym as a Costco person. I can only get privileges from Gold's Gym if I show them my license to be in a person in Gold's Gym.
Right. So they're only going to recognize you in Gold's Gym as a Gold's Gym customer. Now, once you leave the Gold's Gym, well, then they might recognize you as something else and say, well, okay, here, man, why don't we make some trade here? You go buy towels for the gym and we'll give you a week's free membership. You know?
So what happens then if a police officer then pulls me over and he asks me for identification and I give him my Gold's Gym license, my person?
Well, he can't recognize you because in his capacity as an officer, he's also exercising a personhood that can only see certain other types of persons.
So in other words, he can only see artificial things. He's not allowed to necessarily deal with living entities. He must first identify you as a member or a person of the body politic, I guess, the society.
Yeah, well, I mean, first of all, he has to know what is your personhood. What is the hat that you are wearing on that moment that he pulls you over? Well, let's say he pulls you over and all of a sudden he sees your hat and he says, oh my God, this guy is a foreign diplomat. Well, you have a good day, sir. Sorry for bothering you. And he walks away. But if he looks at you and says, oh, you're just a lowly United States citizen. Driver's license, registration, proof of insurance, and make it quick because I don't want to have to arrest you. So then he treats you like a different person.
Isn't that interesting?
So the hat that you wear and the hat that is being worn by the one that you're dealing with makes all the difference. Just like when you go to the grocery store. I mean, when you get to the checkout stand, the person on the other side is playing the role of a checkout checker, right? Whatever you call them, you know? So she can only deal with you from that point of view. And you can only deal with her as the one buying the whatever you're buying, and you're paying for it.
And she only has the limited rights and privileges that are granted to her by her her person that has a higher status than her, yet is equally punishable by the law, but has more rights than her, who would be the middle manager or manager up all the way to the corporate president.
Yeah, so it's important to know your personhood and the degree or expansion that the other person that you're dealing with can operate within their personhood. It would make no sense for you to argue with the checker about the temperature in the cooler where the milk is being stored. She's going to say, well, that's not my department. I don't have anything to do with it, but we can stop the transaction here, and you can go to the back of the store and talk to the guy that's in charge of the department, but I can't help you with that. So you cannot go to her and argue about, you know, milk temperature complaints.
Well, so does that mean that I can't go to a traffic court or a divorce court or a vaccine court or all the different little jurisdictions they've set up to limit liability in court? I can't go there and say, hey, judge, I want to argue the Constitution with you.
That's right. Because
she's just a checkout girl.
Might be. And it all depends on whether if you're going to go to that court and you walk in there, and it's especially as soon as you walk in, they put a little hat on you that says driver. And then you walk in there and you start arguing all these crazy points that have nothing to do with being a driver. And the judge is like, look, son, I can only deal with you as a driver. Now, do you have any arguments related to your status as a driver? If you don't, you know, this is the wrong place to talk about it.
And that's because the judge is also a member and he has limited jurisdiction. He can only talk about the motor vehicle code and whatever else he's allowed to talk about in the court. And so when he arrogantly says, son, the Constitution doesn't belong in this court, he's not kidding. This is an unconstitutional court. It has nothing to do with the Constitution. It has to do with a membership that you have acquired that makes you a driver, your little unilateral contract where you give up all your rights and you accept the motor vehicle code. It's that simple. You don't go in there and pretend like it's a Constitution court. That's ridiculous.
Yes, and here's one point that was made very clear to me by my friend Tom. He said, when we, in fact, have a license of whatever it is, like a driver's license, we, in fact, did not get a driver's license from the state. It's the other way around. We gave the state a license to manage our right of moving from point A to point B.
We asked for a service, and we got it.
And we paid for it.
We pay for it. That's the worst part.
So we were a customer. We went to the state and said, hey, yeah, look, here's a stick. You can hit me with it every time I do not properly follow your regulations. Thank you very much for that service, for making sure that I operate like it. Correct.
Yeah, thank you. May I have another? All right, guys, we'll be right back. Stay with us.
That moment of panic, sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone, frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you,
If you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few thousand bucks during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
For many years, coffee lovers have learned that for the freshest coffee, you need to roast your own beans. Unfortunately, that usually meant paying more per pound for coffee than you could get it at the local grocery. Those wanting to store rich coffee for long-term use have been frustrated with the lack of quality coffee available with a long shelf life. So we usually settle for brand-name coffee, either ground or instant. But now, we have another solution. Canned green coffee beans. Green coffee beans have not been roasted. And since the bean is not cracked yet, the shelf life is many years longer than roasted or ground coffee. Due to the way it's packed, you can expect these to stay fresh for 20-plus years. Go to campingsurvival.com to order your canned green coffee beans. A single can is only $11.94. Order online today at campingsurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. Campingsurvival.com. Campingsurvival.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendovite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendovite is all natural. Extendovite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendovite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
And the men who hold high places must be the ones who start to mold a new reality closer to the heart.
All right, folks, welcome back.
Closer to the heart.
You're in the Corporation Nation, and with me today is Freeman Burt from Colorado. So, Burt, basically, what we're saying here is that we are in actually so many different contractual relationships. We're talking about membership. So we have a membership with the DMV. We have a membership with the Social Security. We have a membership with the Selective Service. We have all these persons. We're not just one person. We're actually – we're one person with many different personages. It's kind of crazy. So we're really – we really have to be conscious of that as we're walking around – to acknowledge what function we are actually participating in when we are acting as a person or a citizen, a member of the United States. And I got to be honest, that doesn't sound very fun. I mean, that makes me want to just give up the whole thing, which is kind of what my eventual goal is going to be. So, because I don't want to be a member of this thing. It's completely corrupt and, as we discussed, it's a bureaucracy steeped in corruption. Why would I want to be a member of that? And, of course, why would I want my children to be a member of that and be forced into this education thing we're talking about? So I guess, and on that same note, I guess when we're dealing with the court system, we have so many. Well, why don't you tell us how many different courts are there actually? I mean, how many different jurisdictions are there? We know that we should be focusing on the Court of General Jurisdiction, because that basically translated, that means that it has unlimited jurisdiction, and that's the only place we should ever want to be. So what other courts are there?
Well, there's one big difference in there's basically two general types of courts that people really need to comprehend. There are executive courts, and then there are the judicial courts, which are supposed to hear cases based on either legislative statutes or constitutional violations. But like, for example, the courts that deal with driver's license, those are all executive courts. So are all courts that fall under the governor of the state. And then you have like family courts. That's one of my favorite courts as far as the degree of corruption that goes on. That is a purely executive court.
Now, what do you mean when you say executive? What does that term specifically mean? You're saying that it's a court of the commander in chief of the National Guard, the governor?
Yes. Yeah, it's basically one of his courts, and it's basically a law enforcement court. So everything about that court is no different than you being in a court run by policemen. That's what it is. But they try to get you to believe that it's something else, and it's not.
So it's the illusion of authority. And what does authority mean?
Permission.
Well, wait. What do you mean, permission? What does authority, what does authority mean?
It means that you gave them permission to control you.
So, in other words, when a police officer claims the authority to beat my head in, he's actually claiming that I gave permission for him to beat my head in?
Exactly.
That's interesting, isn't it?
It's the insanity of the game.
Hey!
And it originates, you know, what I'm finding out is that all this originated. Now, of course, I came to this conclusion probably like 3 years ago, and ever since then, I've been basically gathering more information to prove that, is that all the ills of, well, the major ills of this society known as the United States originates from that 14th Amendment. Because all law enforcement operates under the idea that you are a 14th Amendment citizen who has to be protected. And protection is something that people do not understand. The fact that you can be thrown in jail for 20 years is for your protection.
Yeah, and that is a difficult concept for most people to accept. And I don't know how to get it across to people, but yeah, the words like protection and right and equality don't mean what we think they mean. I mean, to protect your right of equality, for instance, means to protect the fact that police can beat your head in with your permission. It's your equal right. Okay, again, it's crazy that we don't understand what these words really mean as they relate to our person. We can't comprehend that to be protected means that we can have the crap kicked out of us and be thrown in a cell without trial, without bail. I mean, all of these things are protected tools of government. When you know, I wrote an article called To Protect and Serve, where thanks to you, actually, you kind of put it in my head, and I was like, no, that can't be what it means. And I'm like, wait a minute. Are you telling me that when a police officer's, you know, on the side of his car, it says to protect and serve, it's like the opposite of what that means? To serve means to serve a summons? Are you kidding me? It means to protect government from me? That's what
yes.
Protect and serve means?
And here's the funny thing, that if people start looking at these things with, you know, from a neutral point of view and forget about all this patriotic BS and just look at things from a neutral point of view, an unattached point of view, you will come to realize that the society that we're actually living in is becoming closer and closer to what pure communism is. Because in communism, you have a right to be equal to everybody else, which means that if you suddenly have a little more than everybody else, in order to protect your right to be equal, they'll take it away from you so that you will then be equal to everybody else.
Yeah, yeah. It's just like, again, no child left behind means no child gets ahead.
That's
it's that
right.
Simple. I mean, it's how do we? It's like living in the Twilight Zone. How do you make people see that they're in the Twilight Zone? It's so, I mean, it's crazy to think that this is the way it really is. You know,
I mean,
every once in a while I'll walk around and I'll figure something out in my head and I'll just be like, you know, it figures. That's the way it is. Reminds me of, here's a little funny news for you folks. Now, my favorite movie of all time, you might laugh, but my favorite movie of all time was Roddy Rowdy Piper in They Live. Best allegory of what's going on I've ever seen. You know, forget the alien thing, forget whatever. It's a bloodline, really. So you have this sort of alien race, and it turns. He even says that in the movie. He says, you know, it figures it's this way. He gets this pair of glasses, and all of a sudden he can see. He can see everything that's going on, and that's the way I feel now. That's the way I feel. I can see what the TV really says, which is to obey, reproduce, and marry, you know, all these things. What a wonderful movie. And guess what? Not too long ago, Rowdy Roddy Piper tweeted. I don't follow Twitter or Facebook or anything like that. I just saw an article. But he tweeted a very, very interesting statement. And it simply said, They Live was a documentary. Now, people, I recommend that movie. It's one of the corniest. It's got some of the corniest lines. It's got the best fight scene ever. And if you haven't seen it, boy, you got to see it. They Live. It's the perfect allegory of what's going on. Bert, have you seen They Live?
No, I haven't.
Oh, buddy, you got to see it, man. I'm gonna see if it's online somewhere and send you a link because it's fantastic.
I usually got my head stuck in the computer, so I guess I'll have to take a break. And enjoy myself, actually.
Oh, you do, man. It's just so perfectly done as an allegorical view of what has actually happened. If you pay attention to every single part of that movie, it's beyond anything I've ever seen. And for this guy to come out and say it's a documentary, it was just I'd like to interview him. I'm gonna try to get him on the show because just thought it was so funny.
Wow.
Anyway, Bert. So. All right, so everything boils down to the 14th Amendment. Well, that's interesting. We'll read that when we come back because sounds like the whole system is based around that. So,
pretty much.
Folks, we'll come back with an hour. We'll take some phone calls in the last half hour. Stay tuned.
Financial